Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hour number two on a funky flashback Friday. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get you there. That's no doubt about it. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming up in this second hour of the program in about 30 minutes, Mark Medina, of course, from NBA.com, and he's a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. We'll talk with him about stuff going on in the association. And, Alan, that's where we want to start this second hour in the NBA. And, you know, Brooklyn was rolling along, had won 18 out of 21. KD got hurt. Kyrie wanted a contract extension. The Nets balked. And before you knew it, they blew up the team. The Dallas Mavericks got Kyrie to go with Luka. And the Phoenix Suns got Kevin Durant to go with the team that they already had three studs, right? Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and Ayton.
Yeah.
And they had been to the finals 2 years ago. And they had a guy like Kevin Durant, who helped the Warriors win two championships and was the finals MVP twice. But here's the problem, Alan Lee. The Dallas Mavericks are 3-6 when Luka and Kyrie play. It's not that they can't score.
Definitely are scoring, yeah.
They can't stop anybody. So that trade right there, you go, oh, well, Kyrie and Luka, oh, my God. Now you're going to take the pressure off Luka. He didn't have to do everything. You got a dynamic scorer in Kyrie, who we know is a fantastic basketball player. Yeah. Other issues, but a great basketball player. And then Kevin Durant was ready to play his first game in Phoenix for the Suns. He's all by himself under the basket, making like a simple layup. His leg gives way.
I mean, I saw that. And I thought somebody was like punking me. Like
this, right, this ain't right.
Somebody put this together. This didn't happen.
There's no way that there was no contact from anybody else, right? And he was doing a simple layup under the basket during pregame, and he's injured. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 or 3 weeks. Which trade was worse? Which one would you take back if you could? Because, and I'm not saying that Kevin Durant is not going to play, you know, and not going to get healthy and help them make a run to the finals. It's just that he can't stay healthy, yeah. Allen. Can we just admit that, right?
Oh, so no question.
Even going forward, if you're the Suns, I'm scared to death of Kevin Durant.
I'm scared, but I also have to look at, like you said, the Mavericks haven't had the greatest of success adding Kyrie to that lineup. At least when Durant did play in the three games, they went 3-0, I believe. And he averaged like 26, almost 27 points a game, you know, 7 rebounds, 3 assists.
Right.
Shot 69% from the floor. He is a definite addition to the Suns team when he's on the floor. Like I said, they went 3-0 in games that he played in. So, and that's obviously got to help Devin Booker, and it's got to help the rest of those guys free up the floor and everything of that nature. You know,
But the problem is, can he stay healthy?
That's the issue.
Remember, he's got 3 more years on the contract? Like he's been hurt a lot the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. And look at Kyrie. Kyrie is questionable for tomorrow's game against Memphis. Got a foot issue. So he's missed his share of games as well. But in Dallas's case, they haven't had that success. And I think that problem is when you get two guys who are of similar ilk, so to speak, like you said, they'll score a ton of points with Luka and Kyrie. But what happens to the defense? You know, you got to play a certain part of the defense. That's happened to the Clippers. I mean, you know, I gave you a couple of weeks ago where they was like 170-something to 170-something in overtime. I'm looking at it like, is anybody playing defense in this game?
I mean, Alex English wanted to suit up and play in that game. Right. It was like the old Denver Nuggets from the ABA. Am I wrong?
Right. So I think what this trade comes down to is need. What player fits what the team was missing the most? And in that sense, I think it was probably Phoenix would benefit the most, because if I've got Luka playing that position and he likes to have the ball in his hands anyway,
he's effective with the ball.
Right. I don't need another guy who wants the ball that much and can distribute that. And I'm not saying that Kyrie is a ball hog, but he does like to have the ball and he's effective with it.
Right.
So I've essentially got two of the same kind of guys in a way, and neither one of them is really like overly committed to defense.
Yeah, Dallas is 5-7 since Irving joined the team with the blockbuster trade, right, with the Nets. But that's a 3-6 record with Luka. And I hear what you're saying. And Dallas thought that they, you know, getting Kyrie, they would be able to make a run. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see on that. I mean, it just doesn't look right. It just doesn't look like they can stop, you know, be able to play enough defense to be able to win.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, in a playoff
run. And from an organizational standpoint, when somebody says you have the opportunity to get such a amazing talent like KD on your team, and you get a chance to trade for him, I think you go ahead and you pull that plug and you say, let's keep our fingers crossed that we can get more games out of him on the floor than we do with him off the floor.
But here's the thing. It's like when the Lakers went to get Anthony Davis. His history is that he gets injured, right? And he's going to miss games. I think that's officially Kevin Durant now. Like, he is the idea of him playing, he's 34 now. You know, like, he's not, he's been around for a long time. Like, people think he's, 28. He's 34. And he's been hurt time and time again. And going forward, do you think that's going to continue or change? And as you get older, I think there's a better chance of you continuing to get hurt. That's why I think that's the part with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's a tremendous player. He gives them a chance to win a championship. But if he's unhealthy,
yeah,
It's not going to happen for Phoenix.
I think he went to probably, though, one of the best organizations in the league in terms of their medical staff. Phoenix has long since been known for being an organization that has just a great medical team, that they're ahead of the game in getting guys ready or keeping guys healthy. When Shaquille O'Neal talked about that, about how good they were in the areas that they were going and their outside the box thinking and just the way that they did things that kept guys healthier and just made an impact on guys' careers. So maybe that'll happen. Maybe that'll help. Maybe they say, you know, KD, you can't play this many minutes anymore a night, or you know, we have to start being wise about when we use you in games and things of that nature.
And
the
how
worst
about
thing
with
I
Kyrie?
Want is load management. I hate that.
Yeah,
I absolutely hate it.
Who doesn't? I mean, if you like basketball, I mean, I'm going to the lake. I got family coming into L.A. next weekend, the Lakers game, spent a ton of money. You know, for them, it's their first time going. They want to go. You know what I mean, Alan? That I can say or do.
Right.
They're coming to Los Angeles. They want to go to a Laker game. I get it. Ton of money. LeBron's not playing. Who knows if AD will play? It's frustrating. And it's against the Dallas Mavericks. That's the game.
Well,
how about that for tickets? Yeah, that was a good one. If I told you how much I paid, you'd throw up in your mouth.
Oh, well,
it was just,
you know,
ridiculous.
It's suit-up night. Maybe you'll get to play.
Yeah, maybe. But here's the other thing. Okay, so what about Kyrie if you're the Dallas Mavericks? Remember, he wants a contract next year.
Exactly.
They gave up stuff for him, you know?
And that's another thing. You talk about which one would you want. There was no guarantee that you're going to keep him.
Exactly. But now as you look at this, and I know it's only been 9 games, or they're 3-6 when they've played together. They've had a total of 12 games since the trade. But when you look, do you go, no, this isn't going to work? Or do you say, yeah, I mean, look at all the points we're scoring. We just need to get some other players who play defense. How do you look at the mix and whether or not this can go forward, or do you have to abort?
Exactly. I think what this does for Mark Cuban is that he now looks at his ball club, hopefully, and takes a serious look at it and says, you know what? This isn't the problem. You know, our backcourt now is not the problem, is not the reason we aren't winning. So
right.
We have issues elsewhere on this roster that have to be addressed.
Yeah, but those guys don't play defense either. I mean, that's an issue. And, you know, their best defenders, they traded to Brooklyn, right? I mean, you got to give to get. So that's something that hurt the team as far as depth and other players, but you don't get Durant unless you're willing to give up, right, some talent.
Exactly.
It's a double-edged sword. It's really tough.
So answer the question. Which one would you take? Which trade would you rather make?
Wow. I think I would take the Kevin Durant trade.
Yeah.
Because I might not be able to count on him, but it's because of something that's beyond his control.
Right.
Whereas I'm not sure with Kyrie. He's on his best behavior now, right? I mean, he's trying to get somebody to give him a deal. He's lost a lot of money with the vaccination thing, right? And the Nike deal. He's taking a lot of L's.
Right.
And now that Dallas isn't playing that well, you know, I'm not so sure, you know, what's the market out there. I'm not blaming him totally for it, but I'm sure he thought if he went there and they had a run, right, and played well, people would be like, oh, Kyrie, you see him? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So from the Suns' perspective, I think I would take the gamble and stay with the gamble and say, you know what, I like to think that we can get this guy healthy. Or we can at least get optimal amount of time from him that we need him in certain games and certain parts of the season that we can make a run.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky Flashback Friday, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Alan Lee, in for Chris Broussard. Chris will be back on Monday. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All the protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We're talking about Kyrie and KD. They both went to different teams. Kyrie's arrival in Dallas hasn't gone great. Not because of the offense, because the team can't stop anybody. So it's tough for them to win. They're only 3-6 when those two guys, Luka and Kyrie, have played thus far. So that's not what they were expecting. And Kevin Durant got hurt, ready to play his first home game at 1-3 games, and then was going to play his first home game. He's underneath the basket, nobody's around him, and he slips and injures himself with a strain. So here we are. Which trade would you not make? Kevin Durant, who now has a history of being injured, or Kyrie, who maybe just doesn't fit with Luka? 877-99 on Fox is our telephone number, and I know, Alan, people want to jump in.
Exactly. Let's hear from Keith from Alabama. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Roll Tide. Keith, what do you got for us?
I think for me, there's two reasons why I think Kyrie was the worst trade. First, it's I understand KD is injury prone, but
right.
Kyrie could miss games for any – you have no idea what reason Kyrie's going to miss a game for nowadays. It could be anything.
No, that's
injuries
true.
Injuries could happen to anybody at any time, but Kyrie could come out of the blue with, like, a lot – who knows, unreturned library books all of a sudden. And then the other point that I make is when I heard about the Kyrie and Luka trade, my first thought was that they fit together the same way that Russell Westbrook and LeBron did. They're a little bit different, but they do the same thing together on the court. They're ball dominant, get a bucket guys that either can't or don't defend, however you want to shake it up. And they don't complement each other that well when they're on the floor together. And those are the first two reasons that I thought that anybody picking up Kyrie, I thought was probably not a good idea for the first reason. But then right. to go pair him with Luka, it just doesn't work together.
No doubt.
If anybody Bridges, it would have been Luka.
Yep. And Keith, thanks, man. Good. That's a good call right there, Alan. Let's bring in Bo real quick, because Kyrie is Bo. He's questionable for tomorrow night's game, or is he out? Is Luka's out?
Yeah, Luka's out for sure.
For sure.
And Kyrie is questionable or doubtful with personal reasons for missing the game. So he's
so this is not an injury, something personal.
He's already doing the Kyrie stuff, it seems.
So this is, Alan, another one of those things, right?
Yeah, like, another one of those things.
And you're already missing Luka. You need Kyrie, don't you? The season's melting away.
As an organization, you have to go, are you that hurt?
What's going on?
Can you give me some?
Reasons be pushed to Sunday? We don't know what it is. It could be very serious.
If I'm the Mavericks, I'm like, okay, if this is what I'm getting already, and you thinking about you want a max contract once the season's over, we may not be in that discussion.
All right, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, Marty from Kentucky. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Marty, good trade or bad trade? Which one would you take?
I'm going to have to stick with the KD trade. I mean, the injury opinion is really recency bias. It's what Chris and Rob like to call prisoner of the moment. I mean, yeah, Durant rolled his ankle on a layup, but, you know, historically, Kyrie misses a lot of games, especially down the stretch and in the playoffs. Now, we know we can plug Durant into a system and make it work. He doesn't have to have the ball in his hand.
And Marty, Kyrie, that's true.
Yeah, Kyrie likes to dribble the air out of the ball. And to me, he's just not a good fit with Luka. And you know, neither one of them are defensive players. And Durant will play defense when he absolutely has to. And he will play defense in the playoffs. And he can be a good defender. So, to me, it's a no-brainer. The Durant trade, I'm sticking with that.
No, I think you're right. I mean, it's just interesting because of Durant's injury history. And you're right, there's a recency bias. But you got to admit, dating back to him getting hurt, right, for Golden State, missing his first year in Brooklyn, and then he's been hurt off and on the last couple of years, and then he goes to Phoenix, and his first home game, he can't even get out of the warm-ups. I mean,
That's true, but in Phoenix, I believe there's enough support there. They're a good enough team without him that, you know, they can let him mend his injuries, and he can be efficient and important when it matters.
All right, Marty. Appreciate it. Tell River I said what's up. 877-99 on Fox. He has a son named River, who Alan, I once bought a pair of Jordans from. He's like 6 years old or whatever. Wow. I don't know how old River is now.
Wow.
Yeah. I did. I just bought him a pair of Jordans. He's a cute kid. He came to my defense, which was awesome.
All right, fantastic. Look at you, Uncle Rob.
That's right.
All right, Mark from Louisville. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Mark, what do you got to say?
What's up, Mark? I was just in Louisville. I was just there.
What's happening?
I just wanted to comment on the KD and Kyrie.
Yes.
I take KD any day, even with his injuries.
I got you. All right. I mean, that's fair that most
and
people...
Kyrie, he's been a cancer to every team that he's went to.
Now, wait a minute. He's a Capricorn. He was born in January. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
oh my gosh.
But he pretty much ruins every franchise that he's been to. Look what he did with the Celtics. He's never happy. And you can't depend on him to show up to work. He gets paid all this money and he does whatever he pleases. He may be injury prone. You know, the other night at the home game, it was a freak accident.
Right. No, your point is well taken. We appreciate the call because, KD, if he's healthy, going to play for you, right? There's no question about that. And that's why you would make that trade.
Yeah. And you know, Rob, let me ask you this. And I know we got to get to a break real soon. When you look at Dallas and Luka, Luka's a great player. He's an MVP candidate. Would you say that Luka, though, is a strong leader in terms of When Luka says, you better do it, and you're going to command that kind of respect, and it's going to be meaningful. And Kyrie's not that kind of individual either, where you look to Kyrie for leadership. And KD, to some extent, isn't that way either. But with, by KD going to Phoenix, you do have Chris Paul there, who does have a voice. So that's one thing that I also have to worry about less if I get KD. Like, I'm not expecting KD to be a leader here either.
Right. He's a leader by example, you know what I mean, as on the court and as a player. So, all right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Mark Medina from NBA.com and the Fox Sports Radio NBA Insider. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now let's welcome in Mark Funky Cole Medina, NBA.com and a Fox Sports NBA, Fox Sports Radio NBA Insider. Mark, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you, buddy?
Rob, you know I'm always doing great when I'm talking to you. Looking forward to talking to you, Alan. And I know, Rob, just like a few weeks ago, you'll be able to hold the fort down without our guy, Chris, sir.
Hey, you know, that's what I do. I'm not going to say on the radio that I haven't had a day off since August. I'm just saying. But I'm just saying.
You're never on load, man. Never. You're always here for every 82.
No doubt. I'm from old school, man, you know. But it's all good. Chris has to do what he needs to do, and we'll hold it down. He'll be back on Monday. But, Mark, let's talk about the NBA and the Kevin Durant injury. I mean, I'm sure the Suns, you know, Kevin has had a number of injuries of late. That was a freak injury. Nobody around him, just, you know, his leg gave way underneath the basket. What are the Suns saying? They're going to review in about 2 or 3 weeks, correct?
Yeah, they're going to review in 3 weeks. I think they're trying to look at it through, you know, the optimistic lens, that they're relieved that it wasn't like it was a broken leg injury or anything like that that required surgery. And I think that, you know, dating back to last
season when they had different injuries. It's about, you know, relying on their depth. But here's the problem, Rob. I mean, Kevin Durant, whether it's freak injury or not, he's had a history of having injuries come up ever since the Achilles in 2019. Mm-hmm. And same thing with the rest of the Suns roster with Chris Paul and Devin Booker this season. And unlike last season, they don't have the kind of depth to absorb these injuries because they got rid of it to get Kevin Durant. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that they still should have made that deal because before the KD trade, they weren't going anywhere. They're going to make the playoffs, but their ceiling was second round at best. But here is the consequence of when you get a superstar player that, ironically, I didn't have any questions about the chemistry or what the fit would be, but when you don't have that kind of depth, it really leaves them vulnerable. Technically, you know, there is a window for him to come back, you know, the last week, the regular season, the playoffs, and while I don't think there's going to be any, you know, on-court integration issues because those three games that he played, it was plug and play.
Oh, but it was ridiculous.
I don't have any water and stir. Yeah, but I don't have optimism. Okay, is this the last injury that we're going to see among, you know, the all-stars on the Suns team? Probably not.
Mark, let me ask you, what's wrong or what's going on with the Golden State Warriors? This is a veteran team.
They can't win a game on the road, I'll tell you that.
I mean, obviously Steph Curry's missed some games, but this is a team that, you know, they wake up in the morning, they know what they're doing. It's that type of team. Is there something wrong with the chemistry now? Are there internal issues going on here? How do you all of a sudden not be this cohesive team that wins games like they used to?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's been up and down all season. Just when you think they're turning a corner with getting a winning streak, then they lay an egg, like, you know, against the Memphis Grizzlies. When you look at the splits between home and road, the Warriors look like, you know, the dynasty Warriors, NBA champions at home. And when they're on the road, they look like the team that was in the lottery 3 years ago. And, you know, when you look across the board, their shooting percentages are down, three-point range is down. But the common denominator, home or away, they've been subpar on defense. And, you know, you can look at it from personnel standpoint. Maybe Draymond Green has played well individually but doesn't have the same kind of leadership capital stem from the Jordan Poole punch to, you know, help guys be accountable, as well as just the fact that they're going through growing pains with James Wiseman before trading him. But, you know, for all the attention that the Warriors got during their championships years with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Kevin Durant for part of it, one of the real key parts of their championship identity was their defense. And the reality is if they don't improve that, you know, they can make the playoffs, but, you know, it's not going to be anything substantial. So, you know, you don't bet against them as long as you have Steph Curry on your team. And, you know, he has played, I think, reasonably well since his return. But, you know, there are just so many question marks about their consistency. And when you're in the playoffs, you have to show that you're able to win road games in a series because you're never going to go undefeated at home.
Our guest is Mark Funky Cole Medina from NBA.com and, of course, the Fox Sports Radio NBA Insider. The Knicks had run off 9 in a row, Mark, and then they lost a bad game at home to Charlotte. That was like, I don't know if they were thinking ahead there. That just was a bad, especially a terrible fourth quarter in that game for the Knicks. And then they lose on the road to the Kings, which is not any reason to frown because the Kings have been really good and they're a good team this year. So my question is, how good really are the Knicks who have won 9 of their last 11?
Yeah, I think the Knicks are sailing a second round. I think they're a legitimately good team, but even when accounting for the Boston Celtics' recent struggles, I think that there is a different stratosphere between the Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks and then the rest of the Eastern Conference because of their experience, their depth, the fact that they have, you know, lots of star players. I think with the Knicks, they've done all the right things, and Jalen Brunson proving he's a max player, Julius Randle having a good bounce-back year, Tom Thibodeau, you know, making the best of his rotations, and I think that they've been pretty good offensively and defensively. But, you know, I think that that can only go so far. You know, I think part of that winning streak that they had, they hit on all those different, you know, factors that I hit on. But eventually, kind of law of diminishing returns comes up and catches up to you because now teams take you more seriously. Maybe fatigue sets in. But I think, you know, Josh Hart, he's a guy who doesn't he subscribes the same theory you do, with Rob, about being a gamer and not making excuses about fatigue. Right. So I think that they have the right identity, but they just don't have the same kind of talent that Milwaukee and Boston has. But you know what? You know, they're expected not to really be serious this season, or at least serious enough to make noise in the playoffs. But I think that they can, but it'll be a second round at best.
Denver Nuggets healthy again right now. Jokic being Jokic, having a great year. Are they the team right now to still beat in the West? And I guess the question with a lot of people have with Denver is that they still haven't proven themselves to go all the way into the championship to get it done. But right now, are they the team to beat?
I think so. I mean, they have a lot of separation, you know, as far as their standings go in first place in the West. And I think that Memphis, hey, they got that key win against the Warriors, but I would expect them to continue to struggle because Ja Morant's out for at least the next three games, probably longer. They've been very inconsistent this season. I think their, you know, trash talking has gotten opponents upset, and you know, they've been more consumed with that than playing consistently as a team. And then when you look at the rest of the West, it just seems really fluid up and down, with exception of Sacramento, that I think almost by default that Denver is the favorite. But, you know, to their credit, I think Nikola Jokic is playing even better than he had been in his MVP seasons. I mean, people around the organization, they know what he's going to bring as far as his scoring and passing, but they've seen him develop into a more vocal leader. And, you know, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, they've all been mostly healthy and dependable. And so I think because of the complete team they have, they are the favorites. I know that they haven't won past playoff years, but I think that that had largely more to do with just the landscape around them. You know, they faced the Warriors last season in the first round. And here, I think it's almost the opposite. The West, while there is more parity, there's not as much dominance. And so, you know, I would expect that, you know, barring any significant injuries that happen to them, that they'll wind up making it out of there.
Last thing, you know, there's been a big debate about the Joker winning his third MVP. They did a straw poll, and he was overwhelmingly the pick by NBA writers. There's all kinds of other craziness thrown around about that. But in this case, and you talked about it, his numbers are better than they were last year. How in the world does he not win the MVP?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think if the season ended now, my vote would go to Jokic. I think that Giannis has, you know, stated a case here. I think that, you know, the knock against him, not just, you know, the team's relatively less record. I mean, it's good, but they're not in first place. But he had some injuries. But when you look at everyone else, whether it's Jason Tatum or Luka Doncic or Joel Embiid, they've all had different stretches of, you know, I don't want to say bad play, but, you know, play that wasn't matching, you know, some of their really dominant performances throughout the season, while Jokic has been, you know, as steady as can be, basically almost an automatic triple-double every single game. And the knock against Jokic, even though he won MVP the past two seasons, was, oh, well, you know, the Nuggets, they weren't the dominant team in the West. And, you know, this season he is. And so
right.
In my case, you know, I voted for Jokic last season, or the first season, because Joel Embiid had some injuries.
Right.
Last season, I chose Embiid because he was healthier. I thought his numbers and the head-to-head matchup was better. But, you know, Jokic has earned these MVP awards. And here, you know, beyond any notion that maybe there could be voter fatigue, there's no case against him. And I know just from my own experience polling voters for a midseason poll, it didn't seem like that voter fatigue would actually be a narrative. Like at that point, it was pretty split between Jokic and Doncic. But I think that Luka's going to take a dip here because the Mavericks have just been wildly inconsistent. And I think that voters, as much as they credit Luka for keeping them as a playoff team as opposed to a lottery team, they're going to, you know, follow that old adage, well, you know, they're not necessarily a winning team, so why give it to a player on that team?
No doubt. His name is Mark Medina, Mark Funky Cole Medina. Of course, NBA.com and Fox Sports Radio NBA Insider. Thanks for all the knowledge on this Friday night. We appreciate you, Mark. Have a great weekend, buddy.
I appreciate you guys. Be well.
All right, take care.
All right, coming up next here on The Odd Couple, Jim Boeheim finally said the word. He said it. We'll tell you what word he said coming up next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For maybe the unforbidden words in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Alan Lee, and for Chris Broussard, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash you've earned. That's right. Everything you earn doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. Alan Lee. Things are changing in Syracuse, New York.
The Adrian,
as you know, finally
starts. Yeah.
Yes, Jim Boeheim said a word that he wasn't able to say a couple days ago. That he was retired. That he's in retirement. That he finally came to grips. Because originally, when they put out the press release, Alan, he didn't even have a quote in it after 47 years. And you heard the press conference, which was very awkward, right?
Yep.
And here's my thing. He was there for 47 years. Alan, they won one championship. You know how many great players went through Syracuse?
Oh, goodness gracious.
How did they win one championship? Seriously. I don't understand.
I mean, the list of players that went through there is incredible. Derek Coleman, Carmelo Anthony, Billy Owens.
If it wasn't for Carmelo Anthony, he might not have a championship.
You know, it's amazing. Ronnie Cikley, Sherman Douglas, and everybody remembers Pearl Washington.
Dwayne Pearl Washington, yeah, absolutely. I mean, right there, you just named 10 people.
Right. It's crazy.
And
the last couple of seasons, though, I think what a lot of coaches around this country are starting to feel is that it's harder to recruit kids now. You're not the school that the top kids in this country are going to anymore. You know, these NIL deals are changing the landscape for a lot of schools.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. And a lot of kids, if they're really good, don't want to go to college. They could go somewhere else, and they saw minor league, the NBA set up if you're one of the top players. But here's the other thing. I think these universities have to stop with, because he was kind of trying to not give up the job, and he wanted them to move him up to a front office job. He's 78 years old.
Yeah.
But this is what colleges do, Alan, when they give these coaches too much power. You remember how hard it was to get Bobby Knight out of there, right? Oh. I mean, like they don't want to leave. They don't want to leave.
Because you become bigger than the program.
You do. Bigger than the school president, bigger than the program. And that's why you have a 78-year-old coach who couldn't even say the word retirement until finally he just finally gave in when he realized, dude, you're done. 78, he was the oldest college basketball coach ever, Alan. You hear me?
Yeah.
Ever.
I mean, he's forgotten.
How's he relating to 18 and 19-year-olds?
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's a difficult thing. Even running, you could be running some schemes that worked during the Bob Cousy era.
You know, when you're 78, you know, you don't want the wheelchair to make scratches on the floor. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, you could have guys shooting threes. And you don't understand that as a coach, and it could drive you crazy. But, you know, it's a different landscape now.
No doubt. All right, coming up next, hour number three of The Odd Couple on this Friday evening, Funky Flashback Friday. Rick Pitino is looking for another big job. Speaking of college basketball, he's 70. Can we say enough already, or does he deserve another big job from Iona? We'll talk about that and much more. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay!
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.